2 weeks prior to Mr. Thompson's settlement or agreement that the city decided to go in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recollect any city meeting, any public city meeting. How was this done? Was it done through a committee? There's people out there who are accusing the city of doing it behind closed doors. So do you remember who the key players
sure.
were? You told us a
the
little bit.
The portfolio holder.
Okay, would be Mike Bishop?
Yes.
Okay.
And Dewey Magnuson, the two commissioners wanted to look at going into a different direction, and that's where that came from.
And as long as two commissioners do it, it's legal. It's illegal if you have three commissioners doing it.
That's correct.
So they can meet privately, two commissioners.
That's correct.
So they really, what you're saying is met privately and decided to go in a different direction?
I can't confirm that because I don't know how that came about. They came to me and just said, listen, we want to move the city in a different direction. That's when they entered into negotiations. Now, if the negotiations would have failed, nothing would have happened. If you remember, after the negotiations, the commission voted 5-0 to accept it. All right? So there's your commission going in a different direction. Get it?
Yep.
And so when you start looking at individual things, and this is typically how things get done, right? You always start in one place, and then when you get ready, you present it to the commission for a decision. Now, if the commission as a whole didn't want to go in a different direction, they would have said, don't want to go in a different direction, want to keep the chief. Okay? That's would have been that simple. So, but in everything, you always start out, it's just like military, if you will, or any business for that matter. Smart business managers always push the decision down. You never push the decision up. Unless, of course, that's the responsibility of those higher up in the chain. But if you have a decision that needs to be made, it's always generated at the lowest level possible. That's the most efficient way to move forward. Because then you allow the chain, the process, to input, bring information, until finally it's resolved in this particular case, at the commission level. So that's the process you go through. If you don't have the ability to have a process, then you'll get nothing done. So there has to be a start. And that start started with the portfolio holder. We're talking about Fred now, Chief Thompson. It started at the portfolio holder with a second commissioner, and that was Dewey Magnuson.
So the portfolio holder is the police commissioner, Mike Bishop.
That's correct.
He met with Mr. Thompson and also Mr. Magnuson was there. The three of them met in this meeting, and Mr. Shelkoff in this meeting prior to a couple of weeks later, the full city commission
That's
agreeing
correct.
To this settlement.
That's then. Correct. Again, if any one of these parties, if the commissioners, if Mr. Chief Thompson, or the commission as a whole decided that that was not the way that they wanted to go forward, it wouldn't have gone forward. It would have stopped dead right there.
Okay. You told us too, you know, during that process, that obviously City Attorney Meyer was representing the city, Joe Larson was representing Mr. Thompson,
mm-hmm.
and obviously you talked already about Mr. Bishop, the portfolio holder, being there, and then you said that you were the mediator, the city administrator. You said you were the mediator.
That's correct.
How could you be a mediator when you represent the city as well? People think of the word mediator as you being someone like, say, outside of city government or outside of Joe Larson. In
mm-hmm.
other words, Mrs. Munson or something, or some third party being a mediator.
Fair question.
Okay.
Let's talk about what does a mediator do? It brings two oppositions or two opposing decisions
mm-hmm.
and try to create one, resolve the issue. So when I say mediator, what I did is we talked to the commissioners presented a negotiated place to Fred and his lawyer, and then Fred and his lawyer then would tell us where they would want to be, and then I would bring it over to the commission and we would negotiate that together. As a mediator, then I would provide information for both sides, okay, and try to resolve the issue together. All right, that's what my job was. If you think that there was, I guess the resolution of the issue shows that the mediation was done in good faith.
The citizens out there, the good citizens out there, are asking Mr. Shelkoff,
mm-hmm.
how can you call yourself a mediator when you represent the city? Is it a poor choice of words, no, saying that you're a mediator?
Listen, I also represent the employees of the city. Not only do I represent the commission, because they're my bosses, but I also am responsible for every employee of the city. So when you say, how can I have one or the other, my job is to do both. I am the mediator between, even today, I am the mediator between them and the commission. If they have a problem, they come to me, and I go to the commission to resolve it. They got a broken vehicle, they come to me, we put together a plan, and I present that plan to the commission, and whether or not they want to pay for it, or maybe they have a new plan, and then we mediate between the two. I do it every day.
You basically, under your city code, what you've described is absolutely the truth. You have to be a
mediator. I do it every day.
You do it every day, because that's your job.
Yes. I don't know why people are trying to read more into this. As I have said before, this was not about actions of the police chief, okay? And I'm going to be clear about this, because I'll say it again and again and again and again and again. This is just the city deciding to go in a different direction. And every city has that right to do, by the way. Every commission has that right to put the city in a direction they feel is in the best interest of the citizens. When people start to try and read something into it, they are making a huge mistake in this particular instance, because it wasn't about any other incident that you made mention before this meeting started. It wasn't about that. And I will say it again and again, in a helmet and Fargo, you can talk whatever he wants, but that's not what happened in these negotiations. He was trying to infer that this action had something to do with the negotiations. And I'm here to tell you again, it had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Now, Helmut could do whatever he wants to do. He's the writer, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. He has that right. Let him go. But for me, I had to remind him that that incident did occur, because I'm not going to lie to him, but it had nothing to do with these negotiations. And by the way, the chief did the right thing. And, oh, by the way, the National Guard people said, thanks for watching over our building. And, oh, by the way, the National Guard is worried about that because we're right next to I-94. So, come on. I mean, let's take a step back here and not try to sensationalize what's going on here. We have police officers every day drawing their guns, trying to protect themselves and the community. We have to allow them to do that. If we do not, then we create an environment where the citizens and the police officers can be harmed. These are the people I want in control of every situation, the law enforcement officers, not the general citizen. I want them to be able to control something when they feel it's unsafe for themselves or the community, so that they can resolve this in a way that doesn't bring any harm to anyone, either physically or property-wise. The minute we try to hamstring them, somebody's going to get hurt.